USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Tropical Storm Ian is in the Caribbean and forecast to slam into Florida this week. Governor Ron DeSantis saying it's still uncertain where the storm will make landfall, warning residents throughout the state to get ready. DeSantis declaring a state of emergency, warning of power outages, fuel disruptions, and possible evacuations near the eye of the storm, and heavy rain and high winds elsewhere.
We're continuing to monitor Tropical Storm Ian. That will become a hurricane very soon, certainly within the next 24 hours, and it will likely be a major hurricane.
Back-to-back weather disasters. As the U.S. prepares for another monster tropical storm, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer asked this Sunday if more can be done to speed up recovery efforts in Puerto Rico in the wake of Hurricane Fiona.
I've gotten the administration to have FEMA reimburse at 100%. It's usually 75% reimbursement. We've gotten them to 100.
There was a murder-suicide in Motown.
A radio news anchor in Detroit was killed in an attempted murder-suicide Friday. Jim Matthews found dead at his home in suburban Chesterfield Township. Three other victims, including his girlfriend and two children, were involved. The girlfriend escaped the home with her 5-year-old daughter, flagging down a driver to call 911. She appeared to have been suffering from stab wounds. A 10-year-old boy was found bound in a closet. The suspect, a 54-year-old man, was located in the basement, suffering from a self-inflicted wound and an overdose. Matthews was the overnight anchor for WWJ Radio for nearly 7 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Speaking on Face the Nation Sunday morning, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he's bracing for Russian strikes on Ukraine's electrical infrastructure as the Kremlin seeks to ramp up the pressure on Ukraine and its Western backers as the weather gets colder. They will shoot missiles and they will target our electric grid. That is a challenge, but we are not afraid of that, he said. This is USA Radio News.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaint sets them apart. Call 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
The DEA says it's deliberate effort by drug traffickers to drive addiction among young adults and children. Capitol Hill lawmakers also sounding the alarm about fentanyl pills and powder, now sold in a variety of bright colors, shapes, and sizes. It's called Rainbow Fentanyl. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer pledging Sunday to add $290 million to the federal budget to fund overdose response teams nationwide.
You can ask police officers, you can ask doctors, you can ask health professionals, all of them who have this vantage point that this is one of the biggest health threats today.
When Texas's new abortion law made no exceptions in cases of rape, Republican Governor Greg Abbott defended it with an assurance Texas would get to work eliminating rapes. 1 year later, Lindsay LeBlanc is busy as ever helping rape victims in a college town outside Houston. The numbers have stayed consistently high, said LeBlanc, executive director of Sexual Assault Research Center in Bryan, near Texas A&M University. We are struggling to keep up with the demand, she said. The prosecutors in the penalty trial of Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz will begin their rebuttal case Tuesday, challenging his attorney's contention that he murdered 17 people because his birth mother abused alcohol during pregnancy, condition they say went untreated. Prosecutor Mike Satt's team is expected to call experts who will testify Cruz's antisocial personality disorder. In lay terms, he's a psychopath. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.